listeners, welcome back to Economically Yours. Today, I have with me Mr. Pranit Arora, who's the co-founder and CEO at Univest, an app that I personally have been using since long, and that is when I kind of deep dived and figured out who the founder is and who's the person behind this thing that I am so aptly using since a long time now. So Pranit has been a stock market investor since about 15 years, I think, and he's also an angel investor. So Pranit, I'll leave the floor open to you. Welcome to Economically Yours. I am delighted to host you today.
Thank you so much, Charmi. Thank you so much for having me here. And it's always wonderful to hear, user actually, liked the app and, came to us for this kind of a discussion. So really honored and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Right. So I think let's begin with that thought only. Can you walk us through how Univest started? What was the story behind it? And, what led to the idea of creating Univest basically?
Sure. So it's a very strange thing. Ki mera background, if you look at, I started my career with Reckitt Benckiser, which is into FMCG. Then I went to OYO, which is into hospitality. Then I went to Go Mechanic, which is into automotive. And then I went to OTP, which is again into agri-tech space. But I ended up starting my own business into the fintech space, right? Especially into the world of investments. Sounds strange, but the logic was pretty simple. I've been investing, like you rightly said, for the last 15 years. And most of the times this investing has been happening primarily into stock markets because of my father, who has been investing into stock markets for 40 years, right? And he used to tell me about some of the ideas where I could invest. It was very strange that for the same ideas on which he used to earn 12 to 15% kind of returns, I used to earn only 4 to 5%, right? And when I, dive deep into it, I realized it's not about just picking up the right stocks. But it's also very, very important that when do you take exit, right? So sometimes the information could not flow from my father to me, ki yaar, kab nikalna hai bahar is stock se. And at that point in time, I realized, why can't there be a product which can actually give me signals that when should I take exit from a bad investment or an investment which can turn out to be bad in the short term, which is, typically my style of investing, right? And it's always a mix of both short and long. But agar short term mein main kisi cheez se agar nikalna cha raha hu, I don't need my father to tell me when to exit. But can there be a signal which can help me? So that's what led to the genesis of Univest. That, we will not just help people with investing at the right places, but we will also help them in taking out from the bad investments at the right time. So yeah, that's how we started.
Right. Okay. But at the same time, when you mentioned that your father had, 12 to 15% returns, I am immediately, what the visual that came into my mind is that ad that Univest is displaying on its apps today that, itne returns se kya hoga, Pushpa, I need 12% returns. So if you could, share about the 12% returns that, the fixed kind of a scenario that, you all are divesting into.
Okay. So, it's a very interesting insight, which, we realized once we started with equity as an asset class. Till date, close to 1,000 plus crores worth of portfolios have already been connected with us, right? On which we are actually giving users the signals about when to take exit as well, whenever the stock is going into downtrend, right? What we saw was, after doing some analysis, 87% of the portfolios are in losses today, right? So if you realize that stock market investor, he could have invested in FD as an asset class, earned safe 6 to 7% kind of returns, right? But he, in view of getting higher returns, he invested in stock market, which is a more riskier as an asset class. But he started losing even the principal, forget about the interest part. Right. So that's why we brought in an asset class for them wherein they can earn 2x the returns of FD, but yet at a much lesser risk compared to stock markets. And that's when we introduced another asset class, which is basically P2P investments. So we tied up with Fairset and we are distributing their product. And, we launched this in the month of March, wherein a user can earn 12% returns, once he invests whatever money he has. Right. And we have seen a tremendous rise since then. We have grown 300% month on month for the past 4 months in continuation. So, it has been a blessing in disguise to basically start from equity and diversifying into P2P investments as well.
Okay, so 300% growth is commendable, I have to say that. But what has been the acquisition journey like since the inception of Univest?
So our so yeah, we started with one primary hook that मार्केट्स में इन्वेस्टमेंट कराने वाले तो बहुत हैं, आपको बाहर अपने गलत स्टॉक से कौन निकालेगा, राइट? सो दैट वाज आवर बिगेस्ट एक्विजिशन हुक, व्हिच हेल्प्ड अस इन एक्वायरिंग द कस्टमर्स एट अ प्रीटी रैपिड पेस. सो वी एक्वायर्ड ऑलमोस्ट 3-3.5 odd lakh यूजर्स विद इन नो टाइम ऑफ लॉन्चिंग द एप्लीकेशन, राइट? एंड द बेस्ट पार्ट इज दैट our DAOs were growing almost 35% week on week for first 24 weeks in continuation. And we got this data checked from some of the biggest tools, right? And we saw that our DAOs to MAAs ratio, surprisingly and overwhelmingly, are one of the best in the wealth management space today. So yeah, I mean, that was the hook which helped us in acquiring the customers. That is the exit channel, the exit signals. And now it is not just stock markets, but also P2P investments. And slowly and gradually, we are also moving into different asset classes also, where we'll enable users to not just invest across two asset classes, but we'll give them a plethora of options and basis his or her investment style, a user can invest in those.
So I have, as I mentioned, I have been using the app personally, right? But I mean, fortunately, or what I don't say, I won't say unfortunately, but fortunately, I won't put myself in the bucket of a beginner investor. I have burnt my
Okay.
hands in COVID, and I've learned that. And you know, I think I have a little bit experience in the markets as well. But I fall back to apps like Univest for the research and insights that Univest provides me. So I understand
Correct.
that when you mentioned the journey of starting or you know ideating Univest, at that point of time, your ideal customer profile would be someone who is just a beginner in the markets. But coming from my point of view, there are people like me who are looking to tap certain platforms where they can get a plethora of knowledge as well, where they can come back to for a very, because when I come to Univest, I get information in a very concise and crisp format. I get all ratios that I need. I get all summarized, you know, pointers that I want to look at, and then I can make my decisions accordingly. So is that another area that you wish to tap, or as of now, you're just looking to expand on the current ICPs that you all are looking at?
Sure. So I think very nicely put, Charmi. So firstly, would confirm that when we started the application also, our idea was always to tie ups, or idea was always to have those users on board who are already investing in stock market and not just the beginners. And I'll
Okay.
tell you my reason for it, right? Because the people who are already investing into stock markets, they have already tasted that loss जर्नी एट सम पॉइंट और दी अदर, कि यार दोस्त ने बताया खरीद लिया, अब मुझे नहीं पता कि मैं कमाऊंगा कैसे, राइट? अब मैं तो फंस गया हूँ, राइट? सो देयरफॉर दोस वर आर आइडियल कस्टमर्स. द मोर इम्पोर्टेंट इनसाइट व्हिच वी टैप्ड अपॉन वाज दैट टिपिकली पीपल लाइक योरसेल्फ हैव वेरी लेस टाइम टू इवैल्यूएट द स्टॉक्स ऑन अ डे इन एंड डे आउट बेसिस, राइट? देयरफॉर कैन वी कम अप विद अ क्रिस्पियर फॉर्मेट ऑफ प्रोवाइडिंग द इंफॉर्मेशन और सेंसिटाइजिंग द यूजर that these stocks, whether you have to buy or sell, एक बार यूनिवर्स से पूछ ले, फिनिश. सो इफ यू हैव टू बाय अ स्टॉक, एक बार यूनिवर्स से पूछ ले. इफ यू हैव टू सेल अ स्टॉक, तो भी यूनिवर्स से पूछ ले. कमिंग बैक टू द नेक्स्ट पार्ट, विच इज डू वी वॉन्ट टू रिमेन ओनली एज अ फाइनेंशियल डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर ऑफ द अदर प्रोडक्ट्स? नो. सो वॉट हैपन्स इज टिपिकली दैट इक्विटी मार्केट्स बाय नेचर इटसेल्फ, you will see that it's a very, very highly engaging audience where you which you get in this kind of market, right? On an average, a user comes 13 days on our application out of the 30 days, and they spend close to 8 to 9 minutes on a daily basis. So we get a lot of face time with the user, because of which what happens is that discovery of other financial options which we want to display, we get a lot of chance compared to a lot of banking applications, a lot of other stock, financial distributors, which are just selling the financial products. The face time towards the user is very less. So therefore, even if they introduce multiple asset classes, the chances that a user will actually go ahead and see that before uninstalling, is pretty less compared to us. So that's what help us in getting the engagement in terms of giving that crispier information to people like yourself. And we basically earn money not just by charging the user. So that remains free of cost for you, but we start earning the money when we get some bit of distribution because high awareness chances are there for Univest to display that particular asset class to you. So yeah, that will be the monetization strategy and the engagement strategy for Univest.
Right. Discussing about asset classes, what and zooming out a bit now on the macro
Sure.
scenario, what do you think should be, the ideal asset allocation, I'd say, for someone who's a tactical investor, right? And I mean, given that the equities have started their momentum again, is the bull run in the picture now? What are your views? Are you bullish on equity markets? What are your views with respect to the interest rate as well? So FDs have reached like 7, 7.5% today, right? So that is also there. Metals also have been in a very volatile state presently. So how should a person ideally, I put this on with my average, listener kind of a perspective. If I'm earning, say, 15 lakhs per annum today, how would you suggest that particular investor to kind of distribute his disposable income across asset classes today? Coming from a personal
Got
finance, yeah, kind of a perspective.
it. Right. No, I think pretty good question. And I think this question typically comes very often to me, right? And what I say is that there's no ideal answer for anyone, right? I genuinely, it is like one size will never fit all. And the reason is also very simple, right? Pranit might have different financial requirements, money requirements at any given point of time, right? If I am earning 15 lakhs, Charmi is also earning 15 lakhs. I have an education loan on which, 30,000 worth of investment I am already putting in, right? As a part of EMI. But you might be loan free, right? So that 30,000 is free for you. So everybody has to look at what kind of, liabilities and the kind of goals which a person has. And basis that the allocation should be done. Talking about different asset classes, I think equity remains, one of the highest giving returns as an asset class traditionally, and for past many years it has been happening, right? There are business cycles. We have seen that, during COVID times, equity markets took a plunge like anything. Then once they started reviving, then there was a, big recovery, which nobody could have even thought of. Right. And then again, it has been moving into a sideways. It went on for a sideways stand for quite long, but now again, it's at nearly the all-time high. So, what I foresee as a future for equity markets, I am still continuing to be very bullish on equity markets. The reason is simple because at a macro level, Indian economy per se is, definitely bound to grow. As per Asian Development Bank, also this year's projection is close to 6.4%. Next year's projection is around 6.7%. And if I go by the stats of IMF, right, and if you look at it, the total growth of the entire globe will be driven by two primary economies of the globe, of the emerging markets, which is China and India. 50% of the total growth will be driven by these two countries. So if Indian economy is bound to grow, then in my opinion, equity market is directly linked to that, right? And therefore, I'm pretty bullish on the equity markets.
Right. So, I mean, if you're bullish on the equity markets, there's a precursor to it, which is companies that are not yet listed, okay? Wherein your domain of angel investing comes into the picture. So, if you could dissect over there and what is your view on the startup ecosystem in India currently? Do you think that, okay, where is it headed towards? I want to understand that, A, and B, how fast and how rapidly are we accelerating in that area to ultimately leverage on the growth or the 5 trillion GDP that, all of us are manifesting for India in this decade?
Yeah. So I think this is like, I'm not remembering the name right now, but one of the very famous people very recently just said that it's not just going to be the decade of India, but it's going to be the century of India, right? And it's clearly, in my opinion as well, I completely abide by that. I would like to say that startups will form a very, very strong will play a very strong role in the economic, in driving the economic growth of the country. Particularly, if you will look at, for that matter, छोटे छोटे एग्जाम्पल्स की फॉर्म में बताता हूँ.
हाँ जी
लेट्स से फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस, हाउ द फाइनेंशियल ट्रांजैक्शंस वर हैपनिंग 5 years बैक वर्सेस व्हाट इज हैपनिंग नाउ. इफ यू लुक एट इट फ्रॉम when the capital was accessible to only a few, you know, people in the country 5 to 10 years back, like for example, if there's a contract by an NHAI, right, jahan pe toll banta hai, right, and as per the NHAI norms, if you go by, you know, within 7 days of implementation, you need to do everything. The complete execution needs to be done. Kya post bhi lagna hai, pura construction bhi hona hai, and so on and so forth, right? Everything needs to be in place, and you know, for that to happen. पहले अगर इतना पैसा एक बार में किसी को चाहिए, बैंक्स टिपिकली डू नॉट अप्रूव दिस काइंड ऑफ लोन्स टू एवरीवन, राइट? ओनली द बिगेस्ट ऑफ द बिग पीपल विल गेट इट एंड ओनली दोज पीपल विल ग्रो. बट इफ यू लुक एट द लास्ट 5 to 10 years, व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज कि यार द राइजिंग मिडिल क्लास इज अ वेरी वेरी बिग फैक्टर इन इंडिया ग्रोथ स्टोरी. आज की डेट में एक इंडिया का मिडिल, यू नो, मिडिल क्लास बंदा भी इस टाइप के कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स को ले सकता है. And they can go to companies like, for example, Off Business, which I'm a big fan of, right? And they can get those kind of capital loans. And typically, you know, suddenly wo sari cheeze deploy kar sakta, even if he doesn't have access to the banks to get those kind of loans, right? So this startup is basically helping that middle class guy also to now invest and create employment in the people, create employment in the country. They can not just, they are not just driving the growth of themselves, but also driving the entire backbone of the Indian economy. So in my opinion, they will play a very, very strong role in the coming decade.
But which sectors, which sectors are you most bullish on when it comes to, say, driving the ecosystem of India? Financials is a given over here, so I will not let you speak on that, apart from financials.
Sure. So yeah, see, I think... I personally, if you ask me, I think one of the infrastructure is one of the backbones of the Indian economy. And that will play a very, very big role apart from the financial sector, which will basically help, because if infrastructure is bound to grow, then a lot of people will also get a lot of, you know, job opportunities as well, because of which at the end of the day, they will be driving all the other demand factors too. And especially with a lot of these supply-led initiatives, which government is basically taking, for example, the PLI schemes or the national logistics policies and these kind of things. I think one more sector which I am particularly bullish upon is also the logistics factor, because infrastructure and logistics, if these two particular sectors actually grow, then automatically the other sectors are also very much in link to that, and they are bound to grow. So these are the two sectors apart from fintech, you know, the financial industry, I particularly see that. See a lot of new initiatives happening and a lot of growth happening in next 3 to 5 years.
But where is the growth with respect to the equity markets headed? Like, the last 3 years have been everything. We've witnessed the calm, we've witnessed the chaos, we've witnessed, you name the emotion and we witnessed it, right? So, but is it now time to sober down, mellow down for equities? Or is it time, I mean, when I say sober down and mellow down, I do not mean that we are not going to get that high bull run. But with respect to the momentum that equities are, you know, going to face, is it going to, do you see a more volatile market coming up, or do you see that mellowing down in the near future?
Yeah, see, nobody can predict equity markets.
Haan, matlab, not that phase, yeah. Haan.
Matlab, if you ask me ki, haan, wo Lakshmi chit fund wala funda khatam ho gaya.
No,
yaar, wo main 2 mahine mein, you know, karodpati ban jaunga, to that's a myth. Right, and that is why even SEBI's data says that 90% of the people are in losses, as I mentioned
correct.
Earlier.
Correct.
So nobody can predict that per se. However, as I said, markets are definitely going to make new lifetime highs, you know, this year for sure. That's what I particularly think. Secondly, in the near future as well, you might see, you know, because markets have been taken a rally from 17,200 levels to now 18,600 levels almost, right? And, you know, there has been a, you know, 1400, 1500 points of kind of a jump in Nifty in, you know, in the very recent last 2-3 months
right.
itself.
Right.
So you might see some bit of sideways movement, but at the end of the day, there is definitely going to be an upside, is what I potentially see. And these small corrections, I think one must not get bogged down by those kind of ups एंड डाउन्स. द आइडिया इज कि यार जो चीज तुम्हें 100 रुपए के लेवल पे अच्छी लगी थी, अगर तुमने स्टडी किया था उस स्टॉक को, तो वो 90 के लेवल पे बुरी कैसे हो सकती है?
करेक्ट.
सो वो इंडियंस की प्रॉब्लम क्या है यार, एक नॉट जस्ट इंडियंस बट इट्स अ रिटेल इन्वेस्टर, हमारी प्रॉब्लम क्या होती है कि यार हम प्रॉफिट्स तो जल्दी बुक कर लेते हैं एंड लॉसेस भी कीप ऑन एक्यूमुलेटिंग अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स, राइट? एंड उससे होता क्या है कि यार आप ये मत सोचो कि दोनों चीजें आपको ढंग से करनी चाहिए. दैट्स व्हाट आई सजेस्ट टू एवरीवन कि यार अगर प्रॉफिट से कोई चीज अगर अच्छी लग रही है और आपको लगता है कि यहां से काफी ज्यादा ग्रो करेगी नेक्स्ट 1, 2 और 3 ऑड ईयर्स, देन डोंट जस्ट बुक योर प्रॉफिट्स फॉर 5 और 10%, राइट? और अगर आपने कोई स्टॉक फॉर एग्जाम्पल बहुत ही एक टेक्निकल ट्रेंड के चलते लिया था विदाउट लुकिंग एट द फंडामेंटल ऑफ अ स्टॉक, एंड अगर आपको लगता है उससे कि यार लॉसेस एकदम से अब आपके वो आपके लेवल से नीचे आ गया है सपोर्ट लेवल से, तो देन डोंट जस्ट स्टिक टू इट, डोंट
डोंट
कीप ऑन
मैरी द
एक्यूमुलेटिंग.
लॉसेस.
एब्सोल्युटली यार, मतलब पुट इट इन अ राइट प्लेस. सो माय इन्वेस्टिंग थ्योरी हैज बीन वेरी सिंपल, पिक अप ओनली द राइट फंडामेंटल स्टॉक्स, इवन इफ आई डू अ शॉर्ट टर्म ट्रेडिंग और इफ आई टेक अ पोजिशनल ट्रेड एज वेल, आई ओनली पिक अप फंडामेंटली स्ट्रॉन्ग स्टॉक्स वेयर आई सी दैट देयर इज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग टेक्निकल पोटेंशियल अपसाइड. सो दैट्स हाउ आई टिपिकली इन्वेस्ट. और फिर मुझे डर नहीं लगता कि मतलब अगर मैंने फंडामेंटली स्ट्रॉन्ग स्टॉक चूज किया है तो अगर मैं लॉस में अभी छोटे टाइम के लिए आ गया है तो मैं डरूंगा नहीं.
करेक्ट.
हाउएवर अगर मैंने सिर्फ एक बिना फंडामेंटल्स देखे अगर वो काम किया है तो आई विल पुट अ स्टॉप लॉस टू इट. इफ यू आर अबाइडिंग बाय सर्टेन प्रिंसिपल्स इन स्टॉक मार्केट आई थिंक इट कैन डेफिनेटली गिव यू हायर रिटर्न्स, बट आपको वो प्रिंसिपल्स हर बार फॉलो करने होंगे. दैट इज द ओनली मंत्रा आई थिंक टू सक्सीड इन स्टॉक मार्केट्स इन माई ओपिनियन.
दैट इज वाज कमिंग टू कि वो प्रिंसिपल्स ही तो नहीं है ना. द व्हेन सेबी सेज कि 90% ऑफ इन्वेस्टर्स आर इनटू लॉसेस, आई पर्सनली फील दैट उसमें से 90% ऑफ दोस 90% विल बी दोस पीपल हु विल बी लाइक, अगर आपने जैसे बोला कि 900 रुपीज का स्टॉक अगर 90 रुपीज में बुरा कैसे हो सकता है, आई पर्सनली नो पीपल अगर 100 रुपीज में खरीदा हुआ है तो वो 10 रुपीज हो जाएगा, फिर भी दे विल फील कि ये बुरा कैसे हो सकता है एंड दे विल नॉट बुक दैट लॉस. सो आई थिंक
सो
दैट इज
यार
majority of people are coming in.
सो देर इज वन वेरी बिग फैक्टर विच यू हैव मिस्ड इन माई ओपिनियन, राइट? विच इज अगर आपका वो 100 का स्टॉक 90 हुआ है और अगर वो 10 तक जा रहा है तो यानी वो फंडामेंटली स्ट्रॉन्ग स्टॉक कभी था ही नहीं,
नहीं था.
राइट? सो आपके पास 6800 या 6900 स्टॉक्स कुछ लिस्टेड है एनएससी बीएसई मिला के, राइट? वो बोलो टेक्निकल ट्रेंड और मुझे ये सब यार हर स्टॉक में बताओ तो दैट इज इम्पॉसिबल, राइट? स्मॉलर स्टॉक्स कैन बी प्लेड अराउंड एंड आई विल नॉट
करेक्ट.
रिफ्रेन फ्रॉम टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट इन दिस पर्टिकुलर डिस्कशन, बट अगर आप ढंग के स्टॉक्स में काम कर रहे हो, द कंपनीज विच आर फंडामेंटली सॉलिड, राइट, वो आपको छोटा मोटा डाउनसाइड स्टार्टिंग में दे सकती है, लेकिन आप उसमें बहुत लंबे टाइम तक आपको वो सिर्फ लॉसेस ही लॉसेस देते रहे, दैट इज वेरी रेयरली इट हैज टिपिकली हैपेंड, राइट? एंड अगर आपने कोई कॉल ऐसी ली है विच यू टॉक्ड अबाउट कि 100 का स्टॉक 10 रुपए पे जा सकता था, आई एम नॉट सेइंग आप एज अ प्रिंसिपल उन स्टॉक्स में अर्न नहीं कर सकते, यू कैन अर्न, बट देन यू हैव टू मेक श्योर कि यार अगर आपके वो एक स्टॉप लॉस लेवल्स पे अगर उसने मतलब नीचे जा रहा है तो देन यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू मैरी दैट स्टॉक एज यू राइटली सेड, डोंट मैरी दैट, पुट अ स्टॉप लॉस टू इट. एंड देन सेम इज द केस विद बुकिंग प्रॉफिट्स एज वेल, इट देर इज नो हार्म इन बुकिंग प्रॉफिट्स बट यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वॉट काइंड ऑफ टारगेट्स यू आर पुटिंग इन फॉर दिस पर्टिकुलर स्टॉक, एंड इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई थिंक थिंग कैन रियली वर्क वेल.
And I think that is why universe also is coming into picture, where they are probably giving you that potential exit ka formula. So yeah, I think that works. And how has that journey been like? What would you say has been your hit to miss ratio when we discuss that particular point of view from the apps universe point of view?
So yeah, there are two things on the application. One is हम लोग stock insights देते हैं basis the technical and fundamentals of any stock, right? And that is available for almost 2,000 listed stocks of NSE, right? So you can go out check there. That accuracy has and these algorithms are very very smart. We have made it in such a way that these are self-learning algorithms. Like basis the market trends, even the coefficients of every equations which we have built in, they also vary basis the market trends. So therefore, the accuracy which we have been able to maintain on those kind of, in any situation, is more than 82% on that. Typically, if I talk about our trade ideas hit to miss ratio, it's also a factor of that we currently have a success rate of close to 85 to 87 odd percent in short term, and long term, in medium term, typically we have seen over 70% kind of success. But that is also a factor of the markets too. The markets have been supportive in last 3-4 odd months, because of which the success rates are also pretty high. I cannot commit that, these success rates will continue to be like 85 to 90% kind of a success rate. But yes, we will ensure that returns are definitely, much better than even the directly investing in stock markets versus following through Univest.
So when you say self-learning algorithms, I am extrapolating that to a very macro level of the same, which is now very much in the hype, which is AI. How and why do you think will AI impact your fintech company?
AI will be a part of everyone's life. Sooner or later, it is definitely going to come. Not just in fintech, but in every other industry too, right? From fintech perspective and from Univest perspective, how we have leveraged AI is in the form of these algorithms only, which you were just talking about, right? So how it typically happens is that your aapke portfolio mein, let's say 20 to 25 on an average stocks hai logon ke, right? And you are not getting time to actually evaluate those stocks on a day in and day out basis. So what do we do is that we ask people to actually just link their DMAT account with us.
Yeah.
Our algorithms running in the back end basically help in identifying the trends of these stocks in short term or a long term. So depending on your investment style, if you're a short term trader or if you're a long term investor, in both the cases, the insights are available. We have our algorithms running at the back end. This AI-led algorithms actually help the users to send them signals. Ki boss, agar ye downtrend mein aa gaya, so you will get signals that you can now take an exit. It can potentially go down in next 15 days to 30 days to 45 days, which is primarily the short term. Similarly, in the long term, if a stock has gone into a downtrend, then again, you will get a signal basis that. And you can take the advice of your investment advisor as well. These are just the indicators. You should take the advice from your personal financial investment advisor, and then you can go ahead and take the decision. But this just enables you to actually take smarter investment decisions so that you can earn higher returns, because every penny saved is every penny earned.
But why limit yourself to giving insights on the top 2000 stocks only? I understand that some of those penny stocks will not have a lot of information also available, and most of them will be operator played. But my concern is with respect to why just top 2000?
Yeah, so a lot of these companies which we have ignored is that, any public company which has equity, let's say, public equity that is hardly 4 to 5 crores, right? 20 people in the room can actually go ahead and, make the trends change. It doesn't require the entire market to play around with that. And then Univest becoming an expert and saying that, this stock has entered into a downtrend or an uptrend. There's no factor of beta in that, right? I mean, on 5 days continuously, you will see that there are upper circuits. Next 5 days, again, you will see continuously that there are lower circuits. So it'll be very wrong on our part. And what we have seen is that even our algorithms actually do not work for these kind of stocks where the equity markets, the public equities for public is very, very low. And those are primarily driven by a lot of other factors also. Right. So that's why we refrain from giving our signals on those stocks. And apart from that, almost every other stock is covered. So any other stock apart from these 2000, you can be rest assured that, this will be a very big play, in those stocks.
What are your expansion plans like? Can you dive give us a view on the funding plans or the expansion plans that Univest is looking towards?
Sure. So, so we recently closed a $1.5 million round in seed round. That's what we raised. The idea is that we plan to become profitable by the end of November. And in the next 2 months, our targets for being operationally profitable are also there. So that's what we plan to do first before raising any further round. In terms of expansion from the business perspective, we are planning to launch multiple other asset classes on our platform itself, because what we know is that this is the ideal profile of a consumer who is coming to our platform, which is a 25 to 45 year old, typically male. 90% plus are males on our platform. You are once amongst those, thankfully those 10% who are using our platform.
That I think I leave that to the India scale. Yes.
That fortunately or unfortunately, that is how India's investment style has been, right? And so 25 to 45 year old, typically a corporate professional. So we are just trying to understand that what all asset classes he is interested into. From the engagement perspective also, we never want to enter into an asset class where we don't play a role in improving the returns of the user. So we typically look at as an asset class ki yaar, ye isme hame engagement ka kya play hai. Jaise equity markets mein wo exit ka bahut bada hook tha. Probably can we come to mutual funds and say, boss, rebalancing is a very big hook. I don't know, right? So we launch mutual funds, not just the basis of, on the basis of ki yaar, bas ye khareed lo. But on the basis of ki yaar, rebalancing kyun zaruri hai? Kaise aap rebalancing karoge? Kya factors dekhne chahiye while doing the rebalancing? How can our AI-led technology help you in achieving that? And then we launch that particular asset class, right? So that's how we are going to launch asset class by asset class on our platform, Univest, which is primarily the universe of investments.
Got it. Perfect. Just to kind of summarize this conversation, if you could shed some light on the entire ecosystem that India is playing out today with respect to investments in general. Fixed income market is a very huge market as compared to equities in India, and not everyone knows about it. So why are a lot of people not tapping that market when it comes to investments and when it comes to wealth creation? Because see, I deal with a lot of HNIs and UHNIs in my corporate job, and that is that class of people, when they come to us, people say who have a 50-70 crore portfolio, they generally come to us with respect to allocating their portfolio in the fixed income space, in the private credit opportunity space and things like that. So where is the Indian ecosystem headed when it comes to that part of the market? And what are your views on that? So, yeah.
When it comes to fixed income, I mean, growth of different asset classes in India, right? Firstly, would like to present a few stats out there. If I talk about ultra HNIs in India, that forms only, 7,000 people in India who are considered to be ultra HNIs as per the data, which is greater than $30 million of wealth. If I talk about even the HNIs who are availing the PMS kind of services in India, that is hardly 3 lakh odd people, right? But there's a big potential opportunity between that 3 lakh number to 10 crore number, which is that top 3% of the top 5% of the country, 3 to 5%. That is a very, very big opportunity in India. Now, when it comes to that, the average age of those people is typically anywhere between 29 to 31, right? Okay. These people have now, thanks to the technology, thanks to the internet, the accessibility to different kinds of asset classes and different investment platforms is becoming increasingly high. That's one. Number two, the disposable income also with these people in that 3 to 5% has significantly increased over the last 3 to 4 years, right? That's two. And third, because of all of this, what has happened is that people's risk-taking appetite is also increasing, right? And a lot of these, in the Gen Z, they talk about, there's a term called, no kids and, double income, right?
Ding.
So this is also coming up. Because of which, what is happening is that people are evaluating multiple other alternative asset classes also. So what I feel is that, and even the stats also say that the growth of non-fixed income markets, it's comparatively going to be much higher versus the fixed income markets in 5 to 7 years. If I talk about just few asset classes, although the base is also very low, for example, P2P investments. It's a perfect example of, you know, where you can earn fixed income, but at the same time, it is slightly a riskier than, you know, the fixed income space, like FDs, right? But you can still earn 12% kind of returns. This asset class is going to be the highest growing asset class in the next 5 to 7 odd years. There are multiple studies which suggest so. So people are opting for those kind of options. People are opting for options which can give higher returns even in fixed income. For example, invoice discounting led companies, right?
Yeah.
These kind of options are also coming up where we are seeing a potentially very high growth because of this top 3% of India, you know, opting for these kind of, you know, products. So we will see a lot of growth happening, particularly in alternative asset classes, which are providing high yield products. Bhale hi wo thode se FD se zyada returns, risky bhi ho. Lekin saath mein zyada returns de rahe hai, so a lot of people are going to opt for it, and therefore we'll see growth over there. Equity markets in general are going to grow at a, you know, 8 to 10% is what is projected. The other asset classes, what I foresee is that they will continue to grow like at 6 to 9% kind of levels at max. Basis the kind of secondary studies which I have read or which I have done in my, you know, tenure with Universe especially.
So, okay, with P2P, I think the growth has not been very rapid in my view, is because when I speak to a lot of peers, the reason that the problem that most of us face is transparency when it comes to investing into a P2P space. So do you think that gray area will be solved in the coming years, or will people get more risk friendly and probably let that go?
Yeah, so as per a study, P2P is bound to grow by, P2 is expected to grow by 47% year on year in 2026. It's going to be a $12 to $15 billion kind of a market by the end of, you know, 2026. When it comes to transparency, you know, what I have seen how P2P has evolved over the period is, in 2014-15, when early age companies like Lendbox and Faircent, they came in, you know, they used to offer that one person who is investing and there's another person who is, you know, wanting the loan. Then there was a transparency.
Correct.
But if this person flies away, then this person's principal is also zero.
Correct.
But with technology coming into picture, jab ye hua ki yaar ek banda jo agar 100 rupees dalta hai, to that gets divided among the 250 odd people.
Yep.
And thanks to, you know, government initiatives like, you know, strong CKYC checks and so on and so forth, and CIBIL score coming into picture. Combination of all of this, and with the help of technology, the shortlisting of borrowers is getting better. The decision of your 100 rupees which you are investing is also getting better, because now that money is getting divided across different people. So correct. Even if somebody falls away, your entire money is not at risk.
Right.
And therefore, what is happening is that my observation after talking to multiple such people who are investing through us is that they are not interested in ki yaar mera paisa liya kisne hai. Unke liye important hai ki yaar Universe ne mere se paisa liya hai. Universe ke through maine invest kiya hai. Mujhe Universe pe bharosa hai. That's it. That's what they foresee. Ki yaar main 5 mahine se Universe ke saath trade kar raha hu. Maine sare, you know, ideas unke saath nahi hai. Ye log bahut acha kaam karte hain, and I invest through Univest. Therefore, agar Univest ki recommend kar raha hai, toh main le lunga. So that is how the gameplay is going to change. Lot of players, not just Univest, but lot of players like us, they will get accessibility easy for all the retail investors to invest across these asset classes. And I think that is the way forward of P2P investments. It is not going to be ki yaar Charmi ka paisa Pranit ko ja raha hai, but Charmi ne Univest ke through is asset class mein invest kiya jo use 12% deti hai. And that's how I think P2P is bound to grow in next 5 to 6 years.
Perfect. Just last 30 seconds on the asset class question, your view on
Sure.
cryptocurrency.
I mean, I'm sorry, yaar. I am. I do not invest in crypto, and I really the most, probably the worst person to actually answer about crypto. My experience with crypto, unfortunately, was very bad. So I never thought about, giving a second thought about starting anything in crypto. Having said that, I don't have any views on crypto as of now. So I would refrain from saying anything about it.
Perfect. So if you could just sum this up by say kind of giving a percentage allocation of your personal investments, like the percentage that you have invested into which asset class.
See, yeah, so again, I mean, not the most ideal allocation per se, right? My 80% of investments are in, equity markets. That's why I'm saying it's not an ideal ratio, but, I typically do it because I have been actively involved in this space for quite some time, right? And the balance 20%, I keep it liquid. I invest in debt asset classes or some of the liquid asset classes so that I can just, whenever on the need on the ongoing basis, I can just divest and use that money. But 80% of my savings and wealth has primarily been into equity markets for long. So yes, I mean that's my thing, but I'm not saying that's the asset allocation ratio
Yeah, of
to be
course.
followed by you.
Perfect. Thanks, Pranit. That's been a well-rounded conversation. I'll just end it with my signature rapid fire round. So five words and five rapid answers, and then we conclude this thing, right?
Okay.
The first one would be, say, angel
Yeah,
investment.
hamper for it or
No, I don't. Unfortunately, this is not popular with Karan, so I'm really sorry, but
not?
plus
Sure, so I'll buy
we don't have a
the hamper and
contender
send
as
you
well. So
the
no, plus we don't have a contender, no. So if we had, I would have
invoice
heard about it.
for that.
Okay,
Sure. Yeah, please go ahead.
angel investing.
Angel investing. High risk, high returns.
Indian equity markets.
Always bullish.
Okay, gold versus fixed income.
Gold and fixed income.
No, it's a gold versus FD. If I had to like ask, gold versus FD, where would you put in?
See, as I said, right? I mean, I have very little exposure to both. But at the same time, I mean, both the asset classes have been giving returns, right? Decent returns. So I can't just say, which one is better. It again will depend on, the investment style of the people, the needs of the people. So therefore, I won't say which one is better. I would just
So
say
for
gold and
you,
FD.
if you had to invest a percentage today, what would you select, gold or FD?
So I am investing in FD because I use FD as my, liquid asset class, right? Because 80% of my incomes are savings are already in stock market. So I need one asset class where I can get my liquid incomes also get, disposed. So therefore, FD acts as that one, and I just break it whenever I need it. But not saying that gold is bad at all.
Univest.
The biggest wealth management company in the country by 2025.
Okay. And the last one would be Pranit.
Okay. A team player.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Pranit, for doing this. I am absolutely honored to have had you on this show, and thank you for coming on board economically. Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chami. Lovely chatting with you. And thank you so much for having me on the show, on your show. And look forward to more such discussions later.
Absolutely. Yeah.